Inshallah, it's chus to speak before Purim. Yom Simcha. Inshallah says, he asked the Shaila, what's Pshat? Megillah, Nikras, Beit Aleph, Beit Beis, Beit Gimel, Beit Dal, Tesvav. Like Pachas Vela Yoise. Strange Lashon. Stay. Let's say Beit Aleph. From Beit Aleph, you could learn it. It says all the 5 days. Like Pachas Vela Yoise, obviously, if it's Beit Aleph, Tesvav, it's like Pachas, it's not Yod, it's not Tezayin. So, Machtim a Gemara and Psachim, Mardik a Zach over here. Gemara says that, like Oilam Azeh, Oilam Abba, this world is different than the next world. Oilam Azeh, Nichtav B'Yodhei, the Shem Hashem is Yudke Vavke. That's the way it's written in the Torah. We don't pronounce it. The Nikra B'Aleph Dalad. We pronounce it Aleph Dalad Nun Yud. Adni. Shem Adnus. Because we don't see the Shem Havaya, we know is Chesed, is Rachamim, is. And in this world, we don't see it. Sometimes we're zeichet to see it. But we don't see it in general, we don't see it. It's a world of din, adnus. We see the Rebbe Shlomo is the master, the Dain HaKoyel, but you don't see the Rachamim necessarily. Olam Haba, that's different. Olam Haba is Nikra B'Yud Hei Vavke, V'Nichtav B'Yud Hei. It's all Havaya. That's Olam Haba. We're going to say the Rebbe Shlomo's name, the Shem Havaya. So he says like this. So the Shalom, Megillah Nikris, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dal, Tezvav. If you add up, Yud Aleph is 11. Yud Beis is another 12, is how much? 23. Yud Gimel, another 13, is 36. Yud Dalid, another 14, is 50. Tezvav is 65. Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, that's the way the Megillah is across. Aleph Dalid Nun Yud, the Shem Adnus, Aleph Dalid is 5, Nun Yud is another 60, 65. In the Megillah, you don't see the Havaya, you don't see the Chesed, it's Adnus, Aleph Dalid Nun Yud. You know, people say it's Mikra, it's Teva, it happened, everything was just a string of events that led to a Gevaldik Yeshua. Avada, we know it was all Min HaShemayim, but it's an Ace Nister. You don't see the Chesed openly, blatantly. Lo Pachus Vlo Yoiser. So Shalom, not less, not Yud. That's 10. Right? It's not Yud Aleph, not Yud. V'lo Yoiser, not Tezayin, not 16. 10 and 16. 26. That's Havaya. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Megillah is not like that. The Megillah is the cross with Shem Adnus. Lo Pachas V'lo Yoiser. You don't see the Shem Hashem in the Megillah. There is no Shem Hashem in the Megillah. They say HaMelech, but the Shem Hashem is not open in the Megillah. Because that's not the Megillah. The Megillah is not an Ace Golo. It's not Kriyas Yamsuf. That's the Yisoyim in the Megillah. And the Avoida in the Megillah's Esther is within the Teva to be Megala the Hester. Megillas Esther. Like Esther is a Lashon of Nister. To be Megala the Seser. To open up the secret. To open up the Avada. It's all the Rebbeinu Shloim. It's Klor. Everything is Klor from the Rebbeinu Shloim. The Gans of Megillah's Esther. Coincidence. Avada is not a coincidence. They say pshat that there are some remozim to the Shem Havaya in the Megillah. Because you could see the Rebbeinu Shlom if you really want to. There are Roshei Tevois. Yovoi HaMelech V'Homon HaYoim. I saw such a remez. Yovoi is Yud. Yovoi. Yeah, you see the Shem Havaya. Yovoi HaMelech is the Hey. V'homon is the Vav. V'homon hayoim is the Hey. Yovoi hamelech v'homon hayoim. And the beauty of this is, not just Tam Shem Havaya. Shad is here it's a shtickle kriya. Normally in this world we can't really be kriya the Shem Havaya. We just, when we see Yud Kei Vav Kei, we say Aleph Dal Nun Yud. That's the way we're kriya. But over here in a shtickle bechino, there's a little kriya Havaya, because you say Yovoi, Yoh, hamelech, huh? Yovei HaMelech, you say the Hey, V'Homon HaYoim. So you're saying actually being Koyre Yud Kei Vav Kei. Because within the Megillah, you're able to be Koyim the Tam of Havaya. Because it's not coincidental, you chop the matzav, even though it looks all coincidental, you chop the matzav, it's Klor, it's from the Rebbeinu Shlom. It's Klor, it's Havaya. So it's a Tam Gan Eden. It's a Tam Olam Haba. Stay Kol HaMoedim, exceedingly Botel Chutz Mi Yom HaKippurim Bepurim. Why? But because there's a shtickel tam gan eden in the Megillah, there's a olam haba dika yikriya. We see the chesed, we see the Rebbeinu Shlom running the show. Everything is clear. It comes out from the Megillah of the Yovei HaMelech Vaman HaYoyim. You see the Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Avodah of Megillah. On a personal note, I just wanted to be Makke Toiv. Because I didn't tell everybody. My daughter became a kallah last night. And shidduch is one zach where you're able to see, you know, so it depends on the shidduch, but sometimes you're able to see mamash yad Hashem havaya. Even though it's a nistah, it's mamash Megillas Esther. They got engaged time and says, it's mamash, it's the beginning of Purim. It's a nice nistah. You see the havaya. A beautiful parish. I saw also along these lines that the Rabbeinu Avraham ben Agra, Agra's son, wrote a parish on Siddur, and he says like this. He says, you know, Maidim, we say every day, Tzor Chayenu Mogei Nishenu Ata Hul Dar Vadar. Tzor Chayenu Mogei Nishenu Ata Hul Dar Vadar. Rabbeinu Avraham is Mogei Nishenu. So it's he asks like this, what's the Mogei Nishenu? What's the two things? What's the Mogei Nenu Yoshienu? We find those Lashonis. He says, Mogin Yeshenu Lassus Lanu Sholem, but Omar Mogin Yeshenu, but Omar Moshienu, I Mogin Enu, but Neshu Oysa Nisim Nistarim. Because really, either Rabbi Yeshua makes a nice Nister. Let's say somebody's Chas for Sholem very, very sick, and he sends a doctor. The one doctor was able to be put a Reife, and then it works. A nice Nister, right? It's the doctor. Obviously, it's not the doctor. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is oisa nisim nistarim k'moy ba'achashveirosh v'chein b'chol dor v'dor hu megim lanu mikol tzoris v'shoyleach sibois levat latzoros. He sent sibos levat latzoros v'nira le'enei ha'odom ki'ilu hu yeshua min hatzor al yedei ha'siba. It's the doctor that did it. That's the Yeshenu. He sends the Yeshua and it looks like taka, yeah, it's a teva. U'be'emes hu mogim lanu al yedei neis levadai. Avada, it's the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's the Mogein Yeshenu. He's the Mogein, the protector. He's the one that's sending this Yeshenu. Even though it looks like a simple Yeshua, it looks like a Tevadig Yeshua, Mogein Yeshenu. It's not Mogein, it's not Yoshienu. He's the Mogein of the Yeshenu that looks like us, like Teva. He's the Mogein, he's the behind that. As I state in this Pirish Atfilim Rabbeinu Avraham. He moy back a Shverish. So moy the Geremes Ladover. You say, he says, Mamash, like, that's the Yisoid of Mordechai Nesta, that's the Yisoid over there. Mogein Yeshenu Ata, he's teaching the Pshat, Mogein Yeshenu, Mogein is how much? 43 and 50 is 93, that's Mogein. Yeshenu is Yud Shin Ayin. It's 380. Yud Shin Ayin, 380 Nunvav, and another 56 is 436, right? So holding 436 and 93. Is how much? Is 529. And Atta, Aleph Tav Hey, is another 406. 529 and 406. Anybody? 935. Mordechai is Mem Reish Dalet Chaf Yud. Mem Reish is 240. Dalet 244. Chaf Yud another 30. It's 274. Mordechai is 274. Esther. How much is Esther? Aleph Samach, Tav Reish, 661. 661 and 274. 200 is 861. 61 and 74 is 935. Mogin Yeshenu, that's what he says. Mogin Yeshenu Ata is really Nisim the Storim, but Avadis Rabbeinu Shloilam, that's Mordechai and Esther. That's the Yisoid. Mordechai and Esther shows us this Yisoid that there's Hashem Avaya, the Mogin Yeshenu Ata. Mogin Yeshenu. Okay. Nice, we go on. Shenichnas Ada Marbe Mesimcha. Marbe Mesimcha. So Avada, HaChoydesh HaShenepach Mamiyogin Mesimcha is the Pshat. That's why the whole Chodesh has a shtickle Tam of Simcha. It's not just your Dalet as Vav. It's the whole Chodesh with a Tam of Simcha. What's One idea, Efshar, you could say, why do you have to have so much simcha? Simcha is mamash without a gvul. The Purim, the Adla Yoda, is a mayridiga simcha. One idea is because that is what Amalek has his snagdus, them snagit to simcha. They try to stop the simcha. That's the yisoid of Amalek, and Taka says that in the pasuk in Taka in Parsha Zohar, states, Asher korcha baderech, and one pshat is, Asher korcha, a loshen of kor, krirus, it means cold, bad. We know we have simcha, eish, a fire, like a bren, a simcha. No, don't be besameach. Be down. Be ba'atzvos. Be miyayish. Be depressed. That's the yisoid of Amalek. Asher korcha baderech. And that's why the avoid of others faker from Amalek. We were saying before that it's also merumis that the pasuk says in the party they made, the mishteh was lasis kirtzoin ish vo ish. Who's the ish vo ish? Kitzoin Mordechai v'Haman. That was the Achashverosh made the Mishnah. Last is Kitzoin Ish v'Ish. How's it Mordechai v'Haman? Because Ish and Ish. Mordechai is an Ish. Ish Yehudi Ayyub Shushan Abiru Shmoy Mordechai. And Haman is also called Ish Tsar v'Oyev Haman Orohazeh. Yeah. So Shail is. So why is the first Ish? It's Mashma. Last question is Kitzoin Mordechai v'Haman. The first ish is Yehudi, and the second va'ish is Haman, as is the Pashup Shat. So why? There's no va'ish by Haman. Haman is also ish sar va'ayev. Maybe he's the first one. Okay. I saw it's a beautiful word. That's the yisoid of Haman is va'ish. Last is concerned ish va'ish. Va'ish is also ois yois. It's gematria, but it's even more than gematria. It's actually ois yois yiyush. You take the yud and the aleph in the middle, the aleph and the yud aleph vav shin, voish is yiush, because that's the yisoid of Amalek, which is Haman. They try to get us into atzvos, to get down, to be miyayish, forget it, it's over. You weren't matzliach one day, it's over. That's the yisoid of Haman. That's the yisoid of Amalek. But lemaisa, thing like this, it says over here, there's actually three pshatim asher korcha baderech. One of them we said, which is krius, which is kor v'choim, which is cold. And then it's also loshen mikre, which is, happened, it's not, there's no ashkocha, a lack of emunah, that's another zach that Amalek tries to do to us. And dovrach, loshen keri v'tumah, iznus, keri, tumah. So are these three things, stam, three random, unrelated dvarim? They have a shaykhis. The way we're saying now, the Takav, they try to get us in simcha. Simcha is a mayor of the gazach. I saw that shteit in svarim that every sense, every aver has a kisui to protect. Eyes have eyelids. The ears have earlobes. The mouth has lips. The nose also you can cover. Every aver has a kisui to protect, except for one, the machshava, the moyach, the machshava, hanishkin kisui. It goes wild. Nobody can stop your thoughts, which is a terrible thing. Who knows what you're going to think? Heruim roim. I saw a pshat that the kisui for machshava is simcha. A person has simcha that's going to stop machshava's rois. When a person's sameach, when he's content, his mind doesn't wander. He stays on focus. When a person's not happy, he looks for other ways to be happy. He looks for other chas v'shalom machshav is rois v'ruim rois. Mishnichas adam marbin b'simcha, b'simcha. Take a look at the word b'simcha. You have inside of the simcha, you have the shin mem ches. Switch it to mem ches shin. And then you have the vase and the hay. That's machshava. That's ois yois besimcha, ois yois machshava. Yishenichas adam marbin besimcha, the besimcha, the sin memches, with the beizei, it's machshava, that's a kisui, that's a lid on the machshava's rice. So Mamela, that's that, Amalek chap that. Amalek wanted us to not be besimcha, to get us into carry, to to get us into Lashon Mik, Lashon Keri, Tumas, Nus. If you don't have Simcha, you're going to start doing other Averis. And once you start doing other Averis, you use Nus. That's the Keri, then the Mail is Avayna Seichem, Avdilin, between Yisrael and Shemayim. That's Mikra. Then there's going to be a Chsar Nemuna. When you're not close to the Banisha B'chas V'shalom, there's going to be a Chsar Nemuna. So it's taka one zach, asher karcha the simcha. It's all one zach. Asher karcha is the simcha with the keri, with his nus, vachshav his rois, and mikre, it happens there, it's a chasar nemun, it's no ashkoch, it's all that the aside from Amalek. And Avada, what's the avoid? The avoid is to be the simcha. To realize what we have, how special we are. But how does a person zoichet the simcha? A person, simcha comes from shleimus, when you feel content. When there's a chesaron, when there's a pagam, you're not besimcha. When you're missing something, you don't feel full. What satiates a person, l'maisa, really, really, really is taka Torah. That's the trufa. That's the snagdus to Amalek. And that's the yisoid of simcha. The yisoid of simcha is taka Torah. Zarachayim, that Mamash says this. He says, lo shamu el moishe mikoytze ruach me'avayda kosha. State, me'avoyde kosha, mikaitse ruach. What does it mean, kaitse ruach, shortness of breath? He says, ulai, ki letzach lo hoyu b'nei Torah. They didn't learn Torah, they weren't b'nei Torah in Mitzrayim. Lo shamu v'lo zeyi kare kaitse ruach. Shortness, what does it mean, kaitse ruach? He's mitzumtzum, ki a Torah marcheves libo shel Adam. Torah makes a person happy. Torah widens a person's horizons. Even simcha, kaitzer ruach is mitzumtzum, stressed out. You're all squeezed. There's no simcha. That's kaitzer ruach. That's when there's simcha. When there's Torah, there's simcha. Das steht in dem Arachaim. Another Gemara, Brachas. Another way Torah makes you the simcha. Gemara says, we know the Maisa, Rav Gamliel, was the Nasi when Rav Elazar ben Azariah came to be the Nasi. So what happened? It was a lot of more people came to the Beis Medrash because Rav Gamliel's shita was, if you're inside, it's not like you're outside. If ain't Teichai Kibari, you can't come in. At a Shomer, you can't come in the Beis Medrash. You have to be pure inside. You have to be pure. And Rav Elazar ben Azariah didn't hold like that. And Mamela was a Riboy of Safsol, and there was a much more people. And Rav Gamliel felt bad. Fred the Klusherim, why do you feel bad? There's more people? He knew there'd be more people. But he held that you have to have Teichai Kibara. You need a person of quality. You need to be pure inside. Quality trumps quantity. You need to be pure. So what's the Mikar Mikasov? Why do you feel bad? That's my Shita. All of a sudden he changes what's up shot? Because he saw, Avada he held like Yeshita, but he saw afterwards that what happened was that the people who started learning Torah, their Toichai Nasa Kibaroi, they taka became different people. The Torah changed them. When he let them in, they became pure inside. So Mamela, that the Bon Keacho taka, the Toichai Kibaroi with the Torah, so that's why he had a Chazar in his Zagansa Shita. I thought you need quality, but you have quality if you let people, the bad people in. They'll change. The Torah changes a person. The Torah changes a person. It's mashlim a person. It's shleimus. That gives simcha. Ein lecha simcha gedolah mizu when you have shleimus. Just want to finish basically the vart. A couple more things. It's not enough time, but at the end of the Megillah also, Meir de Gazach, we have the end of the Megillah says that Mordechai, he was Mishnah Melech Achashverosh, the Rotzui L'Roiv Echov. Rotzui L'Roiv Echov. Why Roiv Echov? Most of his brothers loved him because L'maisa Poyrish Mimenu Mitzah Sanhedrin, because he was Batal Mitalmud Torah. He was Nasa Karev L'Malchus and Batal Mitalmud Torah. The end of the Megillah, so therefore, not everybody was on his side, not everybody loved him. What's the pshat? Why would the Megillah say this? Why would the Megillah end, Mamish, on such a dampening note? It's like, it's Magna. Mordechai and Esther wrote the Megillah, and they're going to say Mordechai was a Parish Mimenu Mitzvah Sanhedrin. Why does the Megillah end like that? It's almost like anticlimactic. What's the pshat? The pshat is, this really was the godless of Mordechai. Mordechai was saying like this. Mordechai was saying, we know there's a Gemara, G'dayla, Talmud Torah, Yoisim, Hatzolos Nefashis. There's no greater thing than Talmud Torah. It even trumps Hatzolos Nefashis. Even if it comes to Hatzolah, Avada, the best thing is the Talmud Torah. Norvos, Avada, if you're in the matzav of Pikuach Nefesh, Avada, you have to go be matzal Nefesh. Like Samar Adam Reecha. Avada, it's Doicha. But the ultimate would be better if you wouldn't have to come on to the Hatzolah. Avada, the Talmud Torah is G'dayla, Talmud Torah, Yosef, Tzolah, Tzolah. So Mordechai saying, don't try every Yelid, every Talmud Torah, the Gebacher. Don't strive to be like me. That's not your hero. I shouldn't be your hero. Avada, we owe our lives to Mordechai HaTzadik. No Shaila. The guy's Am Yisrael. But that's not what a Bacher should strive to be. In our door, you should strive to be Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Chaim Soloveitchik, Rabbi Baruch Ber. Omel Batoira. Only Toira. That's the ultimate. That's what Mordechai was saying. It's a gewaldige godless of Mordechai. He chapped the matzah. He knew exactly. Don't try to be like me. Don't dress up like me on Purim. Dress up like Reb Chaim Kanievsky on Purim. That's the aside. That's the ultimate. Doyle Talmud Torah Yoyis Me'atzolos Nefashis. I'm not your hero. That's the godless of Mordechai. So Maisa, he says, it's a Reish Chabur Nir, that he was a Chashav Yid, and he wanted, his wife asked him to be home, please be home at 11 o'clock at night. And every time, tried to be home on time. One night he comes home 11:30, a half hour late, and he knows his wife's not going to be happy. So, where were you? He said, I want to tell you something. I was going home. I was not showing home. And two kids were like in a pond. They were somehow in a sewer in a pond. They were drowning. And I quickly took off my shirt, and I threw it to them. And two kids, I saved them. And that's why I'm late. Are you upset at me? She says, Hashem, of course, you matzel two nefosh in Yisrael. Hatzolos nefosh. Of course, I'm so happy that you were there. He goes, no, by the way, I'm just joking. Didn't happen. What happened actually was that there were two bachrim who came over to me, and they were drowning in the toisvis of Ishtamute. And they couldn't figure out pshat. And I helped them. And I saved them from drowning. G'dayla toira yoytzim hatzolos nefoshes. I helped them, I saved them from drowning. Are you still upset at me? One last part. Well, I want to teach the other Manigan, but tomorrow night is a shtickel of Masiba. But I really want to say this before, so I'll say it very fast and just. The whole Zeinen Ushaivali, Haman says, he had everything in the world. But he had one thing was missing. One thing. So Pshat, he had everything. He had everything. The Teretz is because in Olam Hazeh, in this world, the secular world, if you're missing something, you're not happy. So the avoid is v'nahafichu. The avoid is v'nahafichu that we can have absolutely nothing, no fame, no glory, no prominence, no money, zero. We have Yudke Vavke, we have the Rebbeinu Shloilam. V'chol zeh nenu shoyveli, that I don't have it, and I have Yudke Vavke, I'm happy. We're fakir with v'nahafichu of Haman. Haman had everything, but we have nothing, but the Rebbeinu Shloilam, we're happy. Take a look at v'chol zeh nenu shoyveli. V'chol zeh, not the v'chol. Zeh, the end, the soifei tevoi. Zeh is the hey. It's going to go backwards. You have the hey. Einenu is the vav. Shoive is the hey. Li is the yud. You have the yud kei vav kei v'nahafoichu. Because that's the idea. If you have it, if it's my, you have to v'nahafoichu, and you have the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, then you are b'simcha. That's the avoid of v'chol zeh einenu shoive. As long as you have yud kei vav kei v'nahafoichu, you're gebaldik. Okay, I want to teach you again. La Yehudim, you know the low part? I was most of a high part. La Yehudim, Hosaira, Vesimcha.